For today's In Touch, I talked to Iowa DNR fisheries biologist Chad Dolan about ice safety. In part one, we'll be discussing ice thickness and how that correlates with what it can support, and we'll also go over some tips on what you should do if you happen to fall through the ice.
Around here, we don't have too many lakes, but there's definitely water that will freeze over here in Washington County and some nearby counties. What would you say the state of the ice is right now here in Washington County?
Currently, we're just reaching the point that would allow people to walk on the ice and do a little bit of ice fishing. Typically, we say that it needs to be about 4 inches or greater in thickness in order to permit, you know, activity by people, whether it be ice fishing. Much thicker, you know, like 5 inches if you're going to take a snowmobile or ATV on it. You know, in some places in Iowa, specifically northwest Iowa, you know, some people drive cars or trucks on the ice, but you need to have 8 to 12 inches of ice to drive a car or a small pickup, and 12 to 15 inches to drive a medium-sized truck on it. So usually, you know, we don't see ice thicknesses to that degree here in southeast Iowa, but certainly thick enough to allow some ice fishing.
And you said 5 inches is enough to walk on. How deep do bodies of water here in the county get?
In terms of ice thickness?
No, just basic depth.
Well, you know, we've got waters here in Washington County, you know, some of our larger ponds and lakes. I mean, they may be 30, 40 feet deep in places. You know, Lake Darling is one that's not full right now, but maximum depth is, you know, 21 feet or so. Certainly, you know, quite a bit of water. You go to a Lake Geo down in Henry County, you know, and you're getting into the 30 plus, you know, and 40 feet in spots. You know, we've got a new lake that's going in Scott County that's 62 feet deep. So basically the point is there's plenty of deep water out there. A lot of our farm ponds might be 15 feet deep. It doesn't take much. You know, if you go through that ice, it's not an easy thing to get yourself out. We recommend that, you know, you carry ice picks. It's just a great tool to have. You can purchase them at your local outdoor store, hang around your neck. If you do go through, they allow you then to grab hold of the ice around the hole and hopefully pull yourself out.
Usually when you hear stories about people falling through it, sometimes it's tragic. Have you heard any cases of where someone was using these ice picks to save themselves from that sort of situation?
More than once, you know, and if they can't get themselves out, at least they can keep their head above water. And that allows, you know, the person then to basically scream and call for help and get people's attention. And, you know, I've heard stories where people have spent quite a long time in the water. It doesn't take long, of course, for hypothermia to set in, and ultimately that could be lethal, you know, if the person isn't removed from the water and warmed up. But people were in the water long enough, you know, and even though it took a long time before somebody showed up, they were able to, you know, get the attention they needed and were extracted from the water. Others have just been able to pull themselves out, but it is a hard thing to do. I mean, you're very, very cold. You know, water temperatures obviously are just hovering right above freezing this time of year, and that's not a good situation. A person won't last very long when submerged in that temperature of water. Your body just begins to shut down. So the important thing is, you know, we give recommended minimum ice thickness in terms of, you know, walking across it and doing some fishing and recreating. But people need to keep in mind that, you know, no ice is safe ice. You know, there's always an element of danger, and that's a risk you take. The key is to use common sense and good judgment. If you don't feel comfortable, then don't go on it. The worst thing is, you know, that of course it's too thin and you go through, and, you know, no fish is worth that.
That was part one of my conversation with DNR fisheries biologist Chad Dolan. Tomorrow we'll go over ways you can determine whether or not ice is safe, and we'll also talk about some good fishing spots here in the area. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.